From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. South Wales Fire and Rescue Services have declared the Moorlands wildfire a major incident. Their firefighters are assisting teams from Mid and West Wales and have deployed a helicopter to help fight the ongoing blaze. As of yesterday, the fire was reported to have covered roughly 300 hectares with a perimeter of around 7 kilometres. Parents of children with a rare genetic condition fear Wales will be left behind, with routine screening for newborns being introduced elsewhere in the UK. Testing for spinal muscular atrophy will be coming to England and is set to be trialled in Scotland after widespread campaigning. The Welsh Government have opted against newborn screening for SMA, stating that it followed UK National Screening Committee guidance. Andrea Bocelli is set to perform his first ever headline concert in Wales next year. The Italian tenor is the first artist announced for the inaugural Land of Song Festival held at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff. A former office block in Barry has been converted into modern accommodation for people at risk of homelessness. The three-story building has been transformed into energy-efficient one-bedroom apartments, providing short-term supported housing. The project formed part of the Vale of Glamorgan Council's House Building and Regeneration Programme, increasing the supply of good quality homes while making use of vacant and underused buildings in the county. South Wales Police have launched an appeal to find a 39-year-old man from Barry. Jamie Brown is wanted in connection with an assault and criminal damage. Police have urged anyone with information to contact them. In sport, Cardiff City beat Swindon Town to advance to the next round of the EFL Cup, thanks to a brace from Yusuf Salah and a goal from debutant Jack Moylan. Elsewhere, Wrexham, Swansea and Newport were all eliminated from the competition.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
I don't care. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. What have we got today on today's packed show? Well, we're going to be having a look at your Vale teams in the Cymru Premier and Cymru South, along with your other football teams to see how they've been getting on. We're also going to be taking a look at how your Vale cricket teams have been getting on, and we're going to be bringing you news to get excited as the Elite Hockey League season starts soon. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start in the Cymru Premier as Barry Town United took an away trip to Flint on Friday. And they came back with all 3 points, winning 3-2. Elliot Dugan with a perfect start for Barry inside 8 minutes. Soon that was cancelled by a Joe Malcolm penalty. And then Flint went on to take the lead through Harry Dean to make it 2-1 at half-time. But Owen Brain levelled the match early in the second half and scored again in the 90th minute to put Barry in the lead. And that's a second win now for Barry. So it's 2 out of 2 and they are currently third in the league on 6 points. And in a bit of a fixture change for them or for their next game, Cardiff Met, as they're going to be playing Cardiff Met at home on Saturday. And that's a 12:30 kickoff. And there's also some exciting news around that game as well. So BBC Cymru Wales have agreed a new 3-year broadcasting partnership with the FAW. And that secures live coverage of selected Cymru Premier fixtures. And the deal, it guarantees a minimum of 20 live matches per season on BBC iPlayer. And that's alongside regular updates and highlights on BBC Sport Online. And it marks a significant expansion of free-to-air coverage of the Wales' top domestic league, and the first televised fixture for the new agreement will come at Jenner Park when Barry Towns take on Cardiff Met. So that's why the fixture's been moved, and I think that's just a good thing for football in Wales, and it's a great thing for Barry to be the first game to be played under this new under the new agreement. But there's more things happening at Barry Town on Saturday as well, as there's going to be a bit of a family fun open day. There's going to be a family zone with music and children's activities and refreshments as Jenner Park's open from 10 a.m. to build up the excitement for this game. And that is it's going to be £8 tickets for adults, £5 concessions and free of charge for under 16s. So you can go on the Find Barry Town United on the website or look for them on social media and all the information there. I'm sure it's going to be an absolute fantastic atmosphere, especially with the weather that we've got. And a 12:30 kickoff on a Friday. What more can anybody ask for? But that's not the only Barry Town United news. So in the Adran Premier, before that even starts, Barry Town United women have confirmed 4 new additions to their squad on Sunday. And that was shortly before securing a pre-season victory over Yeovil Town. So Ruby Medcraft was the first to be unveiled. The former Pontypridd United player arrives with Adran Premier experience and is regarded as a versatile option who can feature both in defence and midfield. And she's previously represented Cardiff City Women Under-19s. The club also announced the return of Paige Parsons, who rejoins Barry from Cardiff City Women. A lively midfield presence, Parsons is already well known at Jenner Park after helping the club's Under-19s to a national title in the 2023-24 season. And Summer Kilby become the third new arrival. Kilby is another adaptable player, signs for 3 seasons with Cardiff Met and brings additional experience from her time playing in England. And then completing the quartet is goalkeeper Molly McGroyd, who progresses into the senior setup following several years in the FAW Girls Academy programme. She previously played within Barry's grassroots pathway, and following the announcement, Barry hosted Yeovil Town Women of the Southwest Regional Division 1 South, where both sides described the fixture as valuable early season test, with Barry claiming the win thanks to a single goal. The weekend also saw confirmation that Olivia Barnett would return to the club, where she spent most of her junior career. Barnett enjoyed significant success during her previous spell, winning multiple league and cup titles, including FAW Under-16s Girls Cup and representing Wales at youth level. She has previously played in England and in the Adran Premier for Pontypridd United between 2020 and 2022. And it's getting exciting as the Adran Premier, a little over a month away now, as Phase 1 kicks off for Barry with a home game to Britton Ferry on Sunday the 6th of September. So that's all things football, Barrytown United. Up next, we're going to be bringing you some of the Cymru South results and selected other football results from around the Vale.
Bro Radio.
It's back for 2026. And this year, Barrytown Council's Family Fun Day has a fantasy theme. It's all happening at King Square and Central Park between 11 and 4 on Thursday, August the 27th. We'll have dragons and archery and falconry displays. Add to that, Vikings and Knights, workshops, gaming and market traders, and it's one fantastical family day out for all ages. Oh, and it's completely free. Don't miss our fantasy-themed Family Fun Day on August the 27th. Get details at barrytowncouncil.gov.uk.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724042.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
Are you making music in South Wales?
Get featured on Bro Radio and our local music playlist.
Email your tracks to music@broradio.fm.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you worth, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework.
Your Monday Night Sport with me, Mike Fowler, and we're going to have a look at what's been going on in the Cymru South. And on Friday, Llantwit Major lost 5-0 away to Avonlido, and there was a flurry of yellow cards before Liam Griffiths put the home side in front on the stroke of half time. Two quick penalties from Griffiths gave him the match ball and put Lido 3-0 up. Alice Grualdi made it 4 and Brendan Roberts made it 5. So that is 2 losses out of 2, and Llantwit Major sit rooted to the bottom of the Cymru South, having no points there. And next they've got a tough home game then to Bagland Dragons. Also in the Cymru South, Caerdydd, they drew 1-1 with Ynysia Albion. A Liam Bishop goal from the spot for Caerdydd was cancelled out by a Scott Jones penalty for a share of the points, and Caerdydd then sit 11th in the league. And next they are away to Tree Thomas Bluebirds. Dinas Powys beat Margam Youth Centre 2-0. Liam Bowell with both goals. Well enough here, and Dinas Powys now sit 4th in the league, and next they're away to Cardiff Bay Warriors. Ely Rangers, they also drew 1-1 with Llantwit Vardar. Richard Grieve's goal cancelled out by substitute Sam Freebury. And Ely Rangers now sit 5th in the league, and next they're against Avon United at home. And Cardiff Airport, they beat Evans Williams 1-0. It was an Archie Jones with the winner, and Cardiff Airport now sit 10th in the league, and they're next home to Penydarren Sports. That's a good win there for Airport, as they seem to they seem to have a bit of a jinx against Evans and Williams last season, but they've got one against them there. And Barry Athletic, they lost 4-0 to Colgan Coronation, and Joseph Pinch with 2 first half goals before Louis Harding saw red. Jamie Morris made it 3 before half time, and the only goal then in the second half was from substitute Limbrick. And Barry Athletic sit 10th in the league, and next they are away to Betis. And FC Barry, you might have seen that I took a trundle up to watch their first ever match, which was a friendly at home. They are playing now, and they're playing at home on Saturday against Halton Road. So that's FC Barry, who's a new team who play on the same site as Barry Rugby Football Club's home matches. So that's up at the Reservoir Field. And for all those sort of English Football League fans, you'll know that Cardiff City were in action, and they beat Swindon 3-2 in the League Cup. So it's all football, all go across across the Welsh pyramid system, and just starting in the English system there as well. But up next on Bro Radio, we've got one of our local music artists, and this is Tom Preston, Say Nothing, and this is a new upcoming single from a Swansea-based DJ. He created Say Nothing with the aim of making the ultimate summer track, something emotional, uplifting, made for late nights, festival and summer drives. was Tom Preston with Say Nothing, and this is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a look around the grounds of what's been going on in cricket around the Vale. And again, it's been another glorious week that we've had. I think there's been a few little damp patches overnight, but nothing to get in the way of sport, particularly outdoor sport and such the like there. So it's potentially been a very good season for being able to get out and actually get matches completed around the Vale, because cricket is so beholden to the weather that sometimes we get lots of, especially here in South Wales, we get lots of matches where weeks where they're, all games were cancelled, but not to be here. So we're going to start this week at Penarth Cricket Club, and on the weekend, Penarth's first 11, they lost to Abergavenny's first 11 by 140 runs. Their second 11, they beat Blackwood Town's first 11 by one wicket. The third 11 lost to Hopkins Town's first 11 by 41 runs. And the fourth 11, they lost to Abergavenny's third 11 by eight wickets. And the fifth 11 beat Miskin Manor's fourth 11 by nine wickets. So if you're a Penarth cricket fan, what have you got to look forward to on the weekend? Well, the first 11, they're away to Newport's first 11. The second 11 at home to Craigers' first 11. The third 11, they're away to Monmouth's first 11. And the fourth 11 at home to Llandaff's fourth 11. And the fifth 11, they're away to Abercorn's second 11. Moving over towards Barry now, and Barry Athletics' first 11, they beat Pontminster and Cross Keys first 11 by four wickets, and the second 11 lost to Sudbrook's second 11 by 44 runs. And in Barry Athletic, what have we got to look forward to next week with them, or on Saturday? I say next week, it's actually on Saturday. Their first 11 at home to Monkswood's first 11, and their second 11 away to South Wales' Sri Lankan first 11. And we're going to go now over to the Vale Cricket Club. So on the weekend, their first 11 beat Miskin Manor's second 11 by five wickets. Their second 11 beat Penteg's second 11 by five wickets. Their third 11 beat Monmouth's second 11 by 24 runs. And their fourth 11 beat Cunham Valley's first 11 by four wickets. So clean sweep there for Vale. And what have you got in the Vale cricket calendar coming up next? So the first 11, they're away to Brecon's first 11. The second 11 at home to Abergavenny's first 11, and that's going to be over in Corntown. And the third 11, they're at home to Chepstow's third 11, and that's going to be home in Wick Village Green. And the fourth 11, they're away to Upper Rhondda's second 11. So that brings you up to date with your selected cricket results from around the Vale there. And up next, we've still got to look forward to the up-and-coming Elite Hockey League season here at Pro Radio.
Pro Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
A cup of tea, a friendly chat, a helping hand when it's needed most. That's what Churchfield's Home Care is all about. We provide professional home care, companionship, dementia support and personal care across the Vale of Glamorgan. And now we're looking for new, caring people to join our growing team. If you're seeking a new, rewarding career, apply today at churchfieldshomecare.co.uk. Churchfields Home Care, because the little things make the biggest difference.
Each year, thousands of adults learn with Cardiff and Vale College. We offer a huge range of courses to develop your skills, progress your career, or change it. Courses are run at sites across Cardiff and the Vale. And with funding available, you could learn for free. Head to cavc.ac.uk/courses-for-adults to find out more and apply today.
This summer holiday, it's time to read to the beat. as the Vale of Glamorgan Council Summer Reading Challenge is here. Read to the Beat is powered by Universal Music, and all summer long, kids aged 4 to 11 can collect free activity packs, take part in music-themed events, and borrow specially selected music-inspired books from libraries across the Vale. Read 6 to unlock some special rewards. Get details at your local Vale library or join now at summerreadingchallenge.org.uk.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio. And the Equality for Our Girls campaign will take his message to Parliament next month, calling for greater opportunities for girls in football across Wales. And reporter Jasmine found out more on the latest edition of Vale This Week.
Campaigners say an unacceptable gap in opportunities for girls' football is costing Wales its future talent. I spoke to campaigner Soraya Kelly and former footballer Chanel Edwards about the push for change. Soraya, for listeners who haven't heard about the campaign before, can you tell us about what Equality for Our Girls is and why you started it?
I started it because I've been involved with football. My daughter's 19, she plays for Aston Villa currently, and she is involved in the senior squad already. So, you know, she was on the bench for 5 of the Euro qualifiers. But for me, is watching these young girls, they now have come to the age of 19, and most of them, there's nowhere for them to go because they haven't got that gap or that bridge into seniors. There's so many talented girls that play for Wales. I mean, they beat England under-19s a couple of months ago, you know, so we need to have the same opportunities as England, Scotland and our boys in Wales. So the boys, they have the 21s. We don't. And that's what I'm saying. That's what we're pushing for, because this came about originally because I'm on a mentoring course with the FAW, which started last year. And it was down to a meeting that I had with my mentor. Said, Saree, you know so many people. Why don't you get a campaign and take it to Welsh Government? And that's hence the rest is it. You know, it's history.
So, I mean, I've just joined on to Saraya's campaign, which I is close to home for me. Yeah, I'm an ex-player myself, been through the system. I played for Cardiff City, played for Wales, and I've been through probably the pain that the girls are going through at the moment, which is you reach the age of 18, 19, and there's no real pathway for you to reach the Wales women's senior squad. So I think Saraya's just seen that gap and is trying to bridge it, and we're trying to get everyone on board who can support that and try and find a way to convince the FAW to help us.
You've achieved a great deal already. What progress have the campaign made so far, and what are you most proud of?
I would say, for me personally, it was having the support of the BBC. And when they reached out to me and, you know, they did that article, that was amazing for us. And I'm really proud of that, because we were able to have a voice because of these young people. And they don't want to speak out. These girls don't want to speak out. You know, they don't, because they're scared that they're not going to play for their country. Or, you know, there might be, I don't know, backlash from it. Yeah. So, you know, from my point of view, I think it is the BBC article and the BBC coming on board with that is what I'm most proud of.
How has the response been from players, parents and clubs and the wider football community here in the Vale and across Wales?
Well, from my point of view, I've had so many parents coming through messaging me saying, Saraya, well done. Our girls need this. You know, we need to have this for our girls. So for me and the young people that don't want to speak out, messaging and, you know, reaching out to me, saying thank you for helping us to try and get a voice. And if we can get another organisation or another individual who's got the power to make this happen, then, you know, we just appreciate all the support we can.
If someone listening has a daughter who wants to play football or wants to support your campaign, what would you encourage them to do?
Playing football has become much more accessible, thank you to the FAW. And, you know, again, we're not going to shy away from all of the hard work that they've done. So if they wanted to join, it's a case of looking up to local teams that are available. There's plenty of teams now to choose from, which is great from a women's perspective. But yeah, I mean, if they wanted to support the campaign, it would just be a case of, you know, speak about it, tell people about it. If you feel that it's worth mentioning, the more awareness that we can get, even if it's just people sat around at the pub or at a coffee shop, the conversations lead to something special. So hopefully just small conversations at a bigger scale can really make that change for us.
And I would just add to that, really, having Shav on board now, who obviously is the MP, you know, an MS. I think she's amazing. She's very passionate about equality and, you know, the community. So for me, I just think less talk about it. The more people that talk, the bigger we get. Simple as that, you know. And hopefully there will be that one person that can make that decision, this is going to happen.
And finally, when you look ahead about 5 or 10 years, what would success look like for girls football in Wales?
It's the senior women's squad competing competitively against the most successful teams in the world. You know, playing in World Cups, playing at European Championships and playing at the highest level, because ultimately having that representation for the senior squad means that there's people to look up to. Like when I was playing, I didn't have any female role models, particularly in the women's sport, that I had access to watch on TV, for example. And I think to be able to give that to young girls, to encourage them to play, I think that's only going to help grow the sport even more.
And for listeners that are listening right now, what is the last thing that they can do to help you guys and to help the campaign?
support, tell your friends about it, and let's get, you know, justice, if you like, for our girls in Wales, because they deserve it.
And you can hear Jasmine's full interview with Shereer and Chanel by searching Vale This Week, where you get your podcasts, or by clicking listen again at broradio.fm.
I'm at a party I don't wanna be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. I wondering if it's sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. But you're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. Party we don't wanna be at. Turn the top, but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy, 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. But you're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. But you're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. But it's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah. 'Cause I don't care.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. We're going to have a quick look at what's been going on in the Elite Hockey League with the ice hockey. But first of all, let's remember what happened last season, where it was absolutely fantastic season to be a Cardiff Devils fan, as they are back on top of British ice hockey. The 2025-26 season will go down in history. It was the year of new beginnings, elite drama and ultimate redemption under the brand new leadership of head coach Paul Thompson. The Devils set out with one clear mission: bring silverware back to Cardiff Bay. And did they deliver? You bet they did. Their 54-game regular season was absolute roller coaster. The Devils battled tooth and nail, locking horns with the league's best. On a thrilling final day of the regular season, Cardiff secured a decisive 4-1 victory against Nottingham Panthers, officially locking them into the spectacular second place in the Elite League standings. But they weren't finished there. April brought playoff hockey, and with its pure magic, the Devils swept past Coventry Blaze 6-2 on aggregate in the quarterfinals. Next up, a tense 3-1 semi-final victory over Glasgow booked their ticket to the big dance. The grand final against Sheffield Steelers was a masterpiece, tied at 2 apiece late in the second period. Nolan Yameko struck twice in rapid succession, blowing the roof off the arena. Christian Stover stood like a brick wall in the net, making elite saves to secure a historic 5-2 victory, and your 2026 playoff champions were Cardiff Devils. And as they get their season underway, they've got their pre-season matches are out and have been announced, and on the 15th of August, so on Saturday, their pre-season game at home against the Bulldogs, and then they also play the same opposition on the Sunday on the 16th, and then on the 22nd of August they play Anzio Dukes, and then they play the Sheffield Steelers on the 29th of August, followed again by the Steelers on the 30th of August. On there, and there's more preseason friendlies going, where they also take on Nottingham Panthers and the Guildford before their first game of the Challenge Cup, which is on September the 12th, so about a month away now, where they take on the Guildford Flames at the Vindico Arena. So it's all getting exciting. And I said this a few weeks ago, and this time of year is really great because all the sports seem to just be starting or just in the beginning of their seasons. I know the Cymru Premier has just started, and Barry are 2 out of 2, going for 3 in a row on Saturday. Rugby, the pre-season games are getting underway as well, and that then starts in September. The ice hockey, again, pre-season, but with a September start on there, so there's just going to be wall-to-wall sport, and before we know it, we'll be in the Autumn Internationals. Then we'll be at my favourite fixtures, the one around the festive period, on there, and then we'll soon be well into the seasons, and we'll know everything that's going on. But is there a sport in the Vale that I'm not talking about, or is there a sport that you think needs a little bit of airtime around the Vale? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. And you can email me all about this sports team, sports club, or volunteer at the sports club you find you think needs a little mention. Better still, I could even invite you along here to Bro Radio headquarters, where you could tell me all about the sports team, sports club, or I could come out to your sports club and embarrass myself by giving it a go. But we are the Vale's local radio station, and we are trying to deliver sport to you, the people of the Vale, by you, the people of the Vale. But up next here at Bro Radio, we've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
Say it's true.
They got a message from the action man.
I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all of needed love, saw the details fall away. The shrieking of nothing is killing, just pictures of Jeff girls and synthesis. And I ain't got no money, and I ain't got no hands. But I'm hoping to kick, but the planet is glowing.
heavens high, hitting a all-time low.
As the kids head back to school, make sure they're heading back to the pool too. Whether they're just starting out or perfecting their strokes, we've got a space waiting for them. Invest in a skill that lasts for life. Visit leisurecentre.com or pop into your local centre to book your place today. Plus, sign up by direct debit and get unlimited access to public swim sessions. Jump back into swim lessons. We'll see you at the pool.
The summer holidays are upon us, and if you're looking for great ways to keep the whole family entertained, we've got you covered at Fonmon Castle. As well as an immersive film weekend in August, we've special themed weekends too, like pirates and fairies, K-pop, ice princess and superheroes at the castle. You can encounter dinosaurs in Jurassic Wales, follow the Welsh folklore story trail, explore the castle grounds, let off steam in our play areas. Oh, and we're open 10 till 4 daily all summer long. Book tickets at fun1castle.com.
Are you concerned about a relative, friend or your own personal well-being? Telecare at the Vale of Glamorgan Council offer a range of devices which use technology to enable residents living within the Vale of Glamorgan to live safely and independently in their own homes. Offering a friendly and professional service with simple and easy-to-use equipment, Telecare provides peace of mind and reassurance at the touch of a button. For more information about our Telecare service or to request an application pack, call 01446 700 111. Telecare from the Vale of Glamorgan Council. Let our pendants give you independence.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.